then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Daytime after dark, Friday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time, and 10 o'clock in Chicago time, and 11 o'clock in New York time. And so today, we will have Tanya Walker on, and she was on One Life to Live, and all of that. Yes, we are waiting for her to call in. So, okay. Daytime After Dark presents the most loving, most amazing women when she was on Daytime, and we miss her. Let's welcome Tanya Walker. Hello?
How are you? I'm so happy to be on with you. How are you today?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I didn't know your area code, so I kind of took a stance on that. So, so yes. I'm like, maybe that's who. I hope so. Everyone misses you in Daytime. Everyone,
thank you, honey. I miss Daytime, too. It's my favorite job in my whole life.
Well, yeah, and when you were on One Life to Live, there wasn't a battle character for you, I don't think. And, you were on there for a while, and then you took a little break. So was the break, you took the break, or was it there wasn't any storyline for you?
No, I was on that show from 1990 to 1997. And then I got married, and I had left the show because they weren't going to give me a front burner storyline. That's what they told me. They said, we want to keep you on the show, but we don't want to give you a front burner storyline. We want to focus on the younger people and da da da. And I said, you know what? I'm young. I'd like to go do some other things. And I love the show, but I'm going to go to California and do some other things. And I was 37 at the time. So I went out to L.A. and I met my husband, which was not my intention, but that's what happened. and then I wanted to have children, which I'd always wanted to do so much. And so we got married 6 months after I met him. And we had beautiful, 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 beautiful kids. The only bad thing about it was that he was from Cleveland, Ohio. And
okay.
I was from L.A. and New York. So I had lived in Ohio as a kid and wanted to be in show business since I was three. So I kept when I was little, I used to say to my mom, how am I ever going to get out of this little town and do what I want to do? And so there I was back in Ohio going, oh, my God, I can't believe this was God's will for me. But my children were the greatest thing ever and greatest production of my life. I got involved in a lot of charity and tried to support the city of Cleveland financially and in any other way I could. We did a lot of different things. United Cerebral Palsy, we worked with with the actual city of Cleveland to try to improve the downtown area. We started something called Partners for Potential. But then the snow just got to me, so we started living in Florida and Cleveland. So my kids went to preschool in Florida, and then we bought a place in New York, and it's a long story. But I'm in Connecticut now, which I've been in off and on since I was on One Life to Live. And at first, in 1992, I bought a home there. So, and here I am. My kids are graduating from high school. They're graduating from high school,
yeah.
So I'm ready to go back to work, I'll tell you that.
Well, see, yeah. And well, I call you had a window. You had a window, you were 37. So, yeah, you had a tiny little window to go have kids. And for me,
that's right.
You know, when you left, I was mad. Yes, I was very mad. I'm like, come on. Alex is fun. Alex is totally fun. So there's not going to be another fun character for a while? No, that is... For me, that was not appropriate because, you know, you were so good in every storyline you were on One Life to Live. You were amazing. Do you have a favorite storyline that you had on One Life to Live?
Oh, God. I loved working with Tom Christopher. The Alex thing was a blast. I love the wedding and the wedding that I got to do with Asa. That was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff was just so much fun. And then I forget some of it, you know. And then I'll find these clips people send me that are on YouTube, and I'm like, oh my God! Like on 4th of July, somebody sent me a video of when. I guess I had decided that I was going to be the mayor, but that's not the one they sent me.
Yeah.
They sent me the one that I had like a, Alex was wearing like a Statue of Liberty outfit. And I said, somebody had said to me, do you remember your Statue of Liberty costume? I said, no, I don't remember ever being dressed up like the Statue of Liberty. Well, sure enough, they sent me a videotape and there I was dressed up like a Statue of Liberty. It was hysterical. And then a whole bunch of other things were connected to that. It was really fun. I mean, it was scenes I totally forgot about between Phil Carey and me, you know. Some of them were in his office. And I guess I was functioning at the time as his lawyer or something. And I had bought something that Blair owned, and she came in. She was furious. It was just so much fun. Such great stuff. It was just great. Really fun.
Well, yeah, it was because, you know, I love the thing with you and Tom, Carlo Hestu.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember his character name all last night. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to look you up online. I'm going to, you know, and then it came to me like at 4:30 in the morning. So, yeah.
Right, 4:30.
Yeah, it's like, you guys were amazing. But I also liked you with Phil Carey, Asa.
Yeah.
For me, you know, you guys were adorable together and funny. And, you know, I loved how you just, you know, never really accepted no for him, and you just said no. This is how it's gonna be sometimes, because, you know, and then when you came back, you came back for the closing, of One Life to Live, right?
Well, they brought me back. I wanted to go back under contract, after I lost the baby weight, and instead, they just kept bringing me back for sweeps, which was nice, but it wasn't enough. And sometimes they'd bring Alex back for something that didn't make any sense. They would have Todd Manning tie her up in a chair and have her be like the damsel in distress. And I'm like, have you guys ever watched the show?
Exactly.
One thing she never was a damsel in distress. I remember asking the director, does this look really stupid? Because I'm feeling like it looks really, really, really stupid. Oh, no, it doesn't. Well, I didn't even want anybody to watch that one. That was when they brought me back and had Todd Manning and Gabrielle. It was just the dumbest thing I ever saw. So they kept bringing me back for things so people would tune in and watch, but then what they would write would make no sense, you know, and I hated that. And then there was the time they brought me back when Asa pretended he was dead.
Oh my God, that's fun.
That was fun. It was a little bit weird, but it was fun. Weird doesn't bother me if it makes sense, you know. But if it's over
but
the top into cartoon type, that doesn't work for me. So anyway, at that particular time, they had me talking to his urn like I used to talk to Carlo's urn.
Uh-huh,
of ashes,
I'm like,
but he wasn't really dead. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember that or not.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember. And because I was yelling at you at the TV, because the TV never, I know you're going to think I'm crazy. The TV never yells back at me, and I get so mad because I'm like yelling at the TV, don't do it. Don't talk to him at the end. He's not dead, people.
Yeah, so then he shows up, and I'm on the floor, and I'm picking up his ashes, and there he is, and it was funny. Then my favorite time that I went back for sweeps was the Tuck Watkins part. I really enjoyed working with Tuck Watkins.
Oh, yeah,
Tuck
you guys were great.
Yeah, that was really, really, really fun. And so after that, Frank said that he was going to sign me up. That was in 2011 for another contract. I've never been so happy in my whole life. And then the show got canceled, which really stunk. So I've been selling real estate since then. I've been selling real estate and working for this magazine, doing videos for this magazine, and now I'm starting to sing again. But it's just been time for me to be with my girls. You know, I've got two really
wonderful girls,
and one of them is just graduated from high school, and she's going to college in September. And my other one, Abby, I've got to travel all over and see different schools with her and see where she wants to go, you know? So that's really important. It's the most important job I've ever had, of course.
Well, yeah, and, you know, they are only little for so long, so it's like, okay, you know, let them grow up, you know, and when they get to the age where, you know, it matters, but it doesn't matter because once they are in high school, really, yeah, okay, you would be lucky if they want to spend, you know, a Friday or Saturday night with you. That kind of thing. So, yeah,
But you better be home because they're going to bring all their friends over to the house, and God only knows what's going to happen if you're not home.
Oh,
right?
You were that mother. You were that, like my mom, yeah. My mom have all of us kids, you know, friends over, and she always told my friends and my brothers and sisters, do not ring the doorbell anymore, you guys. This is your second home, because the doorbell was waking mom up, and she nearly killed all of us.
Yeah, everybody sleeps here. But, you know, I had my carpet cleaned 2 weeks ago, and now it's a mess again downstairs. So that part is kind of a bummer. I said, can't you guys not track in stuff into my basement? But they, at least they're here. I mean, I'd rather them be at my house than somebody else's house.
Well, yeah, and, you know, your basement's going to get trashed no matter what. I mean, I was the expert of that.
It's just so beautiful. I just keep having everything redone, and then it kind of gets trashed again. It upsets me. I guess it's going to be over soon. I need to just deal with it.
Well, no, yeah, it's like my dad would tell mom and goes, okay, so what if the basement's a mess? So what? Okay, do you really want the kids, you know, going out and doing crazy? Because I live in Seattle, well, Redmond. And so Seattle, mm-hmm. you know, and I grew up on Mercer Island. So, you know, to do something fun, it would be for us to go off the island, like 20 minutes away or 15 minutes away. the movie theater, Target, and whatever. The only thing that kept us on the island was Denny's, of all things. Denny's and McDonald's like were the only. Oh, and Hollywood Videos. So for me, I'm like, come on, let's just leave. I'm sick of this on a Friday night, and you know because
you don't
want
to go to Denny's. Denny's is not.
Oh yeah. I love Denny's. I'm, you know.
Well,
I'm,
we live in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we live actually we live in the middle of nowhere, but we're close to a lot of fun things. But where we live, it's very rural. But we're 5 minutes from a mall in Trumbull, and we're like 15 minutes from Westport, which is really fun. But you know, people don't. There's just not enough for kids to do. So here, at least, they go to the beach in the evening, but there's really not a lot for them to do. Go to the movies, go to the beach. So they go to other people's houses. So if they're going to be at other people's houses, I'd rather have them be at my house so I can keep an eye on them. This is the age where they can really get in trouble. So you have to really watch. You know?
True, Tanya, but sometimes if you are too overprotective of them, they want to kill you because they're like, let me just make my mistakes.
That's right.
Because I was the kid that, you know, yes, I would get punished. And then, you know, I promise I'd never do again. And, like, then in a month or two, I'm like, no,
back
it wasn't
at it.
Me. It was my brother. It wasn't me. That kind of thing. So, my brother, my older one, he knew how much I loved One Life Days and all of it. And my VCR was, like, possessed because I couldn't figure out how to do the recordings of, the soap. So basically, I would look at the school, and it was, like, 12:30. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, One Life to Live is going to be on in a half an hour.
How am I going to do this?
Is going to be on, because we had Days as the routines and One Life to Live all at the same time zone.
Exactly.
At the same time. Yeah, so it's like, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And so I go to my brother, I'm like, hey, can you just find me a note and get me out of class or something? Because I don't want it was a Friday clipping or Friday. He goes, okay,
did you
pay
get?
Me
did you ever
bucks.
Get soap? Did you ever get soap talk?
Yes.
That was helpful.
I mean,
to a lot of people, you know, really.
Well,
was.
Yeah, but I was, you know, I was out of high school by the time soap talk was invented. If soap talk was invented, the DVR or the TiVo during high school. I think I would actually went to high school mall. And, so I had to pay my brother $5 per forgery note. And so, everyone's like, how could you afford that? I'm like, well, I asked my mom for like $20 extra for the week for my quote-unquote snacks. And then I would just give my snack money to my brother. And once my brother had kids, he decided that everyone needed to know what we did when we were growing up, how much school we missed, and we were all out to dinner. My little nieces were like 3 or 4. He just said every little thing that we did, everything.
No secrets,
Yeah, and it was like, it would not have been so bad if it was mom and dad. No,
right.
Grandma was there. So
next
day, Grandma looks at him and goes, you guys were not perfect at all. I go,
nobody
yeah,
is.
Okay,
no.
And, perfect. She's like, oh, my God, I don't have perfect grandkids. I'm like, yeah, Grandma, yeah, that's not going to happen.
No,
but
you're perfect.
So,
you're actually perfect, just the way God made you.
Well, exactly. And you were all my favorite. TV show in the 80s. You were on Hunter.
Oh, my
God,
yeah. I was only on there once, but I still get checks now for like $2. You know, I get checks for like $2 or $1.39 residual. So funny. It's so funny. It costs more for them to send me a check like that than, you know, with all the money that they have to spend for the paper and the postage than I'm actually getting, you know. I'm like,
well, yeah,
donate it to a fund. Donate it to the Actors Fund. But that was a fun show to do, and I needed that job when I got that job. I really needed that job. So that was a
And you were on TJ Hooker and Blast Boat as the same character.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you were on really good 80s show. I mean, if you think back on it, wow, you really will.
Yeah.
I mean,
I did one called Mr. Merlin, and that was really fun. And I did the Hoyt Axton show, and that was fun. And then I sang in the Hoyt Axton show, and I sang for the Bobby Vinton show. And I did a lot of, like, Oprah and Lisa and Vicky and so many.
Yes, you did.
Shows like that, yeah. And,
so what
was
your
fun.
Favorite talk show that you would come on? Because I have this thing
Oprah,
in my head.
Oprah, I've been trying to get the tape from when I was on Oprah my whole life. I can't get it. Ever since I was on there, I haven't been able to get it. No one I know taped it. So,
okay, you know what?
Nice if somebody had that. But she was fixing up single actresses with athletes, and they fixed me up with, what's his name? Troy Aikman, who was at the time,
oh my God,
the quarterback of
the
Cowboys. Yeah, and Marcus Allen was there, and Finola was on with me, and it was the best show ever. And you know, and I didn't go out with Troy because I had a boyfriend.
Oh my God. Oh no.
Loyal to him.
I did not do that.
That was stupid.
that was really crazy. So, I remember that episode you did on Oprah. It was really good. But I was, like, again, screaming at the TV. I want you to be paired up with Marcus Allen, but that was just for my benefit.
Yeah,
just my benefit. So,
now I'm getting ready to Now I'm getting ready to go work on my my music, and I'm playing at the what's it called? It's called Don't Tell Mama. I'm playing at Don't Tell Mama
in
New York City on the 27th of July, and I'm hoping that people will come see us, and that's what I'm doing. So I appreciate you having me on. I really do. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, it's easier nowadays with Twitter and Facebook that, it gives people on more, like the older actors, like, that is not on TV anymore. That should be on TV in my head.
Well,
let's hope it happens. Well, yeah, and so you were also on my favorite show. I love One Life for Live People, But everyone knows General Hospital is my soap. Everyone knows I cannot miss, Monique Spinell, the mob shootings. I love the mob.
I know.
People think I'm crazy.
They talk about my character, but they never have me on. So I don't know what to say.
So that's what I was going to ask you is, I was little when you were on One Life to Live.
Uh-huh.
So, but I have, I've gone back and watched you, and you know what? I think Olivia Jerome should come back and not help Julian and Ava, because I cannot stand them going, I guess my Sonny, whoever decides to go through, screws up Sonny. No, I'm done with them. So
yeah.
I think you should come back on and, work against your family. And I think that would be an awesome storyline.
Well, I just wish somebody would get the powers that be to want to do that, because I definitely would like to go back. So keep working on that, okay?
Well, of course, because I'm like, but my question about Olivia, so you were on there on General Hospital for 2 or 3 years, right?
From 86 to 90, yeah.
Yeah, what was your favorite storyline on there, and what was your favorite person to work with on General Hospital?
Oh, God, I loved working with Jack Axelrod and Finola, and I love Duke Lavery's character. I love working with Ian. It was just it was so wonderful. I mean, they were just the best. And Tristan Rogers, God, I just love working with him. So we're good friends. So I would love it if we could put something together. I just, you know, you have to get the people that make the rules to do it.
You know? Well, yeah, and you know, yeah, I mean, it would be nice because, you know, I mean, I would love to have you back. And a lot of people, every time they mention your name on that, I'm like, oh, yeah, let me, Tanya, come here. Come
I
on.
Hear that. I hear that. I really
yeah,
appreciate
like,
that. I hear
like,
that a lot. I just, it's just that they haven't called me. So maybe they will.
Okay.
But they haven't called me.
If I had it my way right now, yes. Because, you know, I have this thing about, no, I got A. Martinez back in daytime. A's
you
a really
did?
Good friend of mine. Yes, because
oh
I was missing his little cute little face on daytime. Okay, fine.
Oh,
I was missing his handsome little face and, you know.
Aww.
And I just love his acting. So, you know, I mean, so yes, you will get back on there. And
okay. Well,
do
your job, because I sure would appreciate it, hon.
Well, yeah.
You could be my agent.
Exactly. Well, are you interested in also maybe going to Days of Our Life?
Absolutely. I just want to get back to acting. It's my life. It's my. It's what I love. I just
exactly.
take time to raise my family. That was it. But I would love to do that. I've done a couple of web series. I did one that they're trying to sell called Exiled Out East, which was shot at this gorgeous mansion in Brookville, Long Island, just unbelievable. And it was just in a festival out in L.A., so we'll see what happens with that. And then I did Tainted Dreams with Sonia Biangiardo, who was one of the producers of One Life to Live. I did her web series, but I don't think that's done anything since we shot it. I was only in one episode of that, and I was in the last episode, and then I was going to be on from then on, but they have to get those first 12 sold. So I love doing it. It's what I love to do.
Well, yeah, and you were also on The Bay, on the web series The
Bay.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that was one of those things where Gregory called and said, do you want to play this part? It's really a takeoff on what you did already. It's sort of a spoof on Olivia. I said, sure, you know, no problem. I never really got to play a character on that show. It was a spoof of one of my other characters, yeah.
Well, yeah, I didn't remember you were on Guiding Light, but you were on that for
Well, that's
a year.
Because I wasn't, yeah, well, see, that's because I was off my show. And John Conboy, who used to produce Capital, said, well, I'll write you something on Guiding Light. And then he got let go, like 10 minutes after I was there. So,
of course.
It just wasn't the time. It just wasn't the time, you know.
Well, and, you know, whenever they do that, I'm like, okay, people, bring them back, but don't fire the people that are bringing people on for the people.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, that's stupid.
Yeah, but that's what they do.
I'm not.
They get rid
I'm
of as many people as they get rid of as many people as they possibly can to put their own stamp of creativity on it, which I do understand.
Well, yeah, and
but when
know,
Joe
it's
Hardy
like,
did that on when Joe Hardy did that on General Hospital, when he killed off me and Colton Shore and half the show, it went from number one to number seven.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't always. It's not always real smart.
Well, no,
but, you know.
You know, I mean, I always say, You know, I always say, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Don't
screw
with it,
right?
Because if it's broken, yeah. And then, you know, with all of that, and, you know, I mean, you know, when I figured out you were Olivia, you know, Jerome, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be nice to her. I love my Tanya, but she was a Jerome. So I'm like, reconciling in my head, I'm like, So, yeah, so do you, okay, so they keep saying your name. So do you know if you are, like, Julian's mom or,
No, I'm Julian's sister.
Oh, you're Julian's sister. Okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, yes. Well, you need to go there and be up to your other sister, Ava.
I know, but they just, I wish they would, but I was shot in the back and shown in a coffin. So they've got to figure
it's
a way
okay.
around
that's
that.
That's not nice. You know, that's not nice. And, you know, and I'm, you know, when all the soaps went off the air, I mean, you know, all my children, AMC, Guiding Light, at the Ratoons, you know, for like 2 years, they had a, what I call a bloodbath. Because it wasn't like once, you know, it was like four in the 2 year time span. And, you know, for me, I think, you know, it was the stupidest decision ever to go cancel AMC One Life to Live. You know, I mean, okay. AMC was having problems because they went off to, you know, California. But One Life to Live, you know, in the year before it was canceled, it was so good. And it was getting back to, you know, where it should have been. But,
yeah.
you know, then they got canceled. And, you know, I mean, I'm still feeling vocal about that.
They cost a lot more to... have on than a talk show where everybody's not in the union and where people are just, you know, they're only paying 5 stars instead of 4 stars on The View, you know, it's things like that. You know, it's just a money thing. And I think when O.J. Simpson, you know, when his trial started, everybody started, you know, changing their habits. And it takes about 21 days, they say, to change a habit. And he was on a long time and preempted us a long time. So
mm-hmm.
we never got that whole audience back. And then people changed their habits. And then they, you know, people in the powers that be realized that if they'll watch reality TV during the day, which is basically when that started with O.J. Simpson, those people are just doing themselves for free, right? They don't get
exactly.
paid.
Exactly.
You know, so that's how it happened.
You know, yeah,
that's
and, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm still mad how it happened because, you know, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm a lawyer and a doctor, you know, part-timer. But when you go take off my soaps every day and put them out at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there wasn't any Facebook then. There wasn't any Twitter.
I know.
So every day I started typing loads of, you know, ABC, CBS, and NBC. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. You know, yeah, do we have to see everything? All of the trial, we want to get back to our soaps. And,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, no one ever replied to me because, you know, I kind of said they were sick and, you know, the S word. But, you know, going on the track of the OJ trial, they should have never done that, in my opinion. You know,
mm-hmm.
and now, thank goodness there's Court TV and stuff for major
right.
Trials. Daytime will be... Worldly screwed over, I think, again. And, you know, that cannot happen again. It cannot because, you know, people love their soaps. And even though they are, you know, web series and all this now, no, I just want to crawl in my... Oh, no. Okay, I lost Tanya, but I'm sure she will be back. Okay, Okay. Oh no. So yes, I mean, oh my God. Okay. Now I'm waiting for Tanya. Okay, Carly, breathe. Okay, I'm gonna bring on Maggie for a moment. Hi.
Oh, I love Tanya, and I did want to talk to her, but,
Wait, I didn't do anything. I didn't...
No, I know you did.
Okay. She's back. Okay, I will put you on hold for a sec.
About that. I do have to go, but I appreciate your having me on, and,
You know, yeah, there are two, of my hosts that want to ask you, a minute question each, because, you know, I knew, yeah, I don't want to get dead by them. So I'm going to bring Bobby on first. Hey, Bobby,
hey,
1 second.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. This is Bobby. I don't think I remember seeing you back in the days on One Life to Live because I didn't actually watch it that much till Kirsten Allison, who grew up before, because you actually... grew up with two different young actresses that won Daytime Emmys, Kirsten Allison on One Life to Live and on GH with Kim. But
uh-huh.
I just want to just say that it was just a pleasure just working with them, and it would be a good idea to just return back to Daytime rather than be on one of those shows, because Carly has a good point. But do you think maybe Ron, but I just want to ask you, were you involved in the Little Richard wedding when he married
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was so much fun.
Because I remember watching it every June on SoapNet and thinking back to the time because Little Richard was one of the great singers. But in my opinion, I would like to see you back on General Hospital and hopefully maybe come back, whether it be a different character or not, because I don't know how they want to rewrite history if they bring you back from the dead and anything like that. Because I figure if they can do it with Carly over on Days and bring her back from the dead after being buried alive or whatever, I don't see why not.
It's so funny. I don't know. Because I remember going into the producer's office, and, of course, he got fired 6 weeks after he got rid of all of us. But I remember going in there and saying, what are you – why are you showing me in a coffin? I'll never be able to come back. And he goes, you can come back as your twin sister. And I said, no, I can't.
Oh, my
God. General Hospital has never brought back anybody from the dead. And at that point, they had never, in 1989, 1990, they had never brought back anybody from the dead, and they had never replaced anybody with another person to play a role. They had never done that, and they were really proud of the fact that they'd never done that. Mm-hmm. And so was I, because I think it's just so terrible. I remember I used to watch Young and the Restless, and I still love Young and the Restless when I get a chance, but, you know, there was one snapper, and there was another snapper, and then there was another, and I like it when they keep the same people playing the same part. I think it's silly when they want people at home to think that so-and-so is somebody else. And on One Life to Live, it was so funny when they replaced Blair with Cassie. Mia had played her, and she was Asian. And there was a funny scene where Blair has a flashback and she sees this other woman. It's supposed to be her. God, it was that funny.
Yeah. Well. Speaking of Cassie, she has done a great job over on Days, and I'm glad that she's coming back. Maybe you can have a little reunion if Days ask you.
I thought she left that show. Is she going back?
No, she's going back for a couple.
Well, I think that's what I heard.
Bobby?
That's what I heard for a few episodes. But,
good.
But anyways, it was a pleasure talking to you, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you so
much.
Okay,
yeah, and my BFF, Maggie is on the line, and my surrogate mom, and, you know, we get in a lot of trouble
together. Oh, okay. I thought we were on for a half hour, so I didn't block out an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought
it
was
a half
hour. That's okay.
I'll be happy
to answer a couple more
questions, but I do have to run. You know, maybe I didn't check the email correctly, but yeah, I'm sorry, but Megan, you're on.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, I will love you, and I'm honored and thrilled that you got to the show today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Very happy to be here.
One of my, even though you were Olivia Jerome, she was the only Jerome I liked. Bring back
Olivia.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
I think it would be great if they would. People keep writing it in Twitter and stuff, but I don't know if anybody has ever called the producer in the network, because that's the only way to get it done, you know. And Jean Passanante is one of the writers. Jean Passanante, she's on Facebook. But that's the only way to get anything to happen, you know, because
exactly.
I'll go, but they haven't asked, so they have to ask. That's how that goes.
And Tom Christopher. Oh, you and Carla Hesser. I know you had lots of fun with Asa, but I love you with Carl.
Me too.
I love that part. And do you hear from him anymore? Or?
Oh, yeah, I keep in touch with Tom.
Yeah, send him my love.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, and and Tom, if he ever wants to do also, he's totally welcome. Even though Carlo has always figured me out.
No.
I would love it. No, he did. I don't know what it was. But I'm like, okay, you're scaring me now.
You did a good job.
No,
that's why.
Yeah, and, you know, really quick. Did you come back for Aid says real for you, you know, when he died for the final time, when the actor died in real life,
Carey.
And then, you know. Yeah, Phil Carey, thank you.
I went to his funeral. I live close to New York, so I drove in for that.
On the show, when they,
I don't remember. I just don't remember if they asked me or they didn't ask me. It was such an emotional time. I don't remember. It was a really emotional time. We all just felt so upset.
Well, yeah, it was, you know, I mean, yeah, whenever you lose, you know, the older actors, it's like, wow, okay, this is not good, but, you know. And, okay,
I was so upset when Pat Elliott died. I didn't know Pat Elliott died until I got a call from a photographer who said, you know, they want to talk to you, and some soap magazine wants to talk to you. And I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. She was a queen. She was a queen. Mm-hmm. She really was. And David Canary lived up around here. I live in Connecticut. So we've lost a lot of really special people.
Mm. Well, yeah, and, you know, losing Clint Whitsey and Phil Carey in like a day span, it was like they passed away like a day, maybe the same day or one day after. That deal was really hard to put your mind around.
Very strange. Very strange.
And we would love to have you back. And Maggie and I will work on getting you on any soap.
I'll have to give you 10%. I'll have to give you 10%.
Yeah, no.
You'll be my agent.
No.
You'll get 10%.
Well, see, you know, no. I mean, because I'm
a pleasure.
You know, like you know, my friend Zayadi Peck hasn't been in daytime in like 5 or 6 years with COVID, not happy about this whatsoever. So, you know, I'm okay on that. So, yeah, I'm just going to add you to the name of people that need to be back. And,
thank you. Tell him I said hi, too. I like his. He's so good. So good.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, Zayadi is, like, so supportive of the show, supportive of me. And, you know, it's weird because you grow up watching these new people, and now I'm friends with half of them. And, you know, and I'm married to one of them. Well, okay.
Yeah, right.
Before you go, okay. So I called Christophe St. John, my TV husband. And I've had him on a couple of times. He was just on for my birthday, so last month. And Maggie goes, Christophe, you don't understand. No, she adores you. She loves you, but you also TV wife. And I'm like, TV husband. And I'm like thinking.
Did he hang up or did he stay on the line?
Oh, yeah, he stayed. He loves me, you know. He wrote back. He goes, so you and I have been friends all this time and you didn't tell me about that one?
It's so funny. How funny is that? He's a great guy.
Well, because I didn't want me. If I told him that, you know, I was afraid he was going to, like, run away and never come back. And so, but no, I mean, you know, so, yeah, in the day of, you know, if someone told me in high school that I would be doing this, I would go, come on, no. But, you know, you guys
not
are crazy.
Me. I'm
you
too
know,
cool
but
for that.
No, it wasn't that. It was, you know, I always tried to do the acting thing of it all. And one day I'm like, you know what? You know, and this blog talk thing fell in my lap when it did. And it was like the year of the writer's strike, and people were mad. So I'm like, okay, I guess I have to do my own show because people are ticked off. So, yes, that's how Daytime After Dark happened. But, yeah,
I have a lot. I have a radio show that was very political. It was also entertainment. I'm probably going to bring that back, the Straight Talk Live with Tanya Walker. I'm probably going to bring that back. Because I think people need a forum, especially a forum to talk about. I don't know how interested you are in politics and the world. Everywhere, everything that you listen to is so slanted one way or another, and nobody listens to anybody else. Everybody thinks that all Republicans are nuts, and all Republicans think all Democrats are nuts. And nobody listens to anybody, and nobody's down the middle. My byline used to be is there. You know, it's a place that there's no screaming. It was a no screaming zone. I wanted people to be able to, you know, finish what they're saying, not be interrupted, and really be fair and balanced. Ha ha. I really was fair and balanced. I may bring that back, you know, because I really don't think
you can
find that anywhere, even on Michael Smirkanish's show, who's supposed to be right down the middle on Sirius Radio. He's not. So I think we need that.
And if you ever need, backup for your show, Maggie and I, we'll totally do it because, you know, even though it's Daytime After Dark, and I try to not have politics in the show, but after last night in Dallas, I'm like, oh, my word.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw you Twitter about it, too.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is awful.
People are getting shot that haven't done anything wrong on both sides. You know, on both sides. Cops are getting shot that haven't done anything wrong. And African Americans are getting shot that haven't done anything wrong. And it's why are people shooting people that haven't done anything wrong? And then I got a letter from Rand Paul today who was talking about the UN small arms treaties ban, which would form a registration of everybody that had a gun in the world. And the danger of that is that then when the bureaucrats know everybody in the world who has a gun, they can come get them.
Exactly.
Really?
That's what happened in Germany. And people think it won't happen here, but it can happen here. Are you kidding? Everything can happen. Anything
can
happen.
Exactly.
I think they should get rid of the – I mean, I have my own opinions about what they should get rid of. And, you know, I don't think anybody needs a semi-automatic weapon ever.
Thank you.
Unless you're going to war. But I don't think anybody else in the government needs to know all your business. You know, I worry about – this DNA thing that they collect on Ancestry.com and the 23andMe.com I'm just waiting for the government to get a hold of all your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Definitely
happen. Yeah, and then, You know, yeah.
They're
going to
buy
just...
that. They're going to buy that. They're going to buy that from the aunt, from the. They're going to buy that from 23andMe.com. They're going to buy that
mm-hmm.
from Ancestry.com. And then what the hell are they going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and, you know, yeah, and so if you ever want to come back, I mean, yeah, Maggie and I want you to come back.
Yeah.
You know, we hope you can come back here because we love you.
Oh,
you, and we are gonna get you back in daytime because. So
well,
you
made
you,
my day. You it's just 2 days in a row. Somebody made my day. Yesterday, I'm at the hairdresser, and this woman comes in to sell something to the hairdresser, and she
mm-hmm.
says, "And I had my hair in those foils. You know, I looked like I was an antenna for some kind of a, you know, DirecTV." And
right.
she comes in and she says, "She goes." I know that you were Alex on One Life to Live, and I'm just so embarrassed. I just keep staring at you. And I said, well, I'm just pissed off that you could get recognize me with these things in my head.
Your beautiful face.
I said, no, it's so nice to see you. She made me feel so good. She goes, oh, my mom, will you sign your card? My mom's going to be crying. I was like, thank you, God. This was really nice. So it's nice to be singing again and having people call me to be on the show and have people talk to me at the hairdresser. And it's really nice. So,
well,
I'm
yeah, and,
back.
Well, you know, yeah, yeah, and
thanks
you're so welcome. Yeah, you're
what'd
just
you
welcome to come back. Even if you want to talk about real estate with, I kind of find interesting real estate. You know?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I'm never at a loss for words.
Well, no, I mean, yes. And, you know, because I think you are a little part of, even though you did X on One Life to Live for so long, you know, I think your tab, X is kind of like, you know, a little, you kind of brought that thing, you know.
Well.
Yeah, okay.
Only
yeah,
home,
but,
just her good part.
Well,
she was
yeah,
smart.
Yeah. Yes,
yes,
but not the bad part. But yeah, we love having you on, and let's keep in touch and let me know.
All right.
And we will probably have you on probably around December. Oh, Zana, really?
That'd be great.
I will contact.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, I will. You know, because you know, I was gonna say November in my head, but no, you should not even try getting interviews.
Yeah.
I learned. From like November 15th until almost like January 3rd, because everyone's
uh-huh.
gone on vacation and everyone
I know.
Doing the holiday thing. So I've learned to say January now instead of November.
That sounds good. Thanks so much.
Okay, have a great day and
you too. And
stay warm.
Thanks, Bobby and Megan.
Stay,
okay.
Yeah, stay cool. I'm in New York.
Okay. Okay,
God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks a million. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, that was, you know, that was Tanya Walker, and the, you know, the website will be up in about whenever we get off the air, like an hour. And Bobby?
Yeah?
Why didn't you say that on Facebook?
What?
What you said?
About the fact?
Yes, Bobby.
Well, I thought I heard something that was buzzing, and I thought they were using a fax machine or something.
Oh, really? I have a fax machine in my apartment. Really? Really?
Well, I didn't. Well, look, I was just joking with you.
Mom?
Yes.
Can you explain to him?
Okay.
I'm not really fully awake.
Okay. Bobby?
Yes?
Carolyn and I have a bad habit of staying up all night. And this time of the morning, we are really sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But the noise I heard, and then we lost Sonia, I couldn't figure out what was doing. It sounded to me like a fax machine or another phone. Or, it was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was a weird sound. I'm glad Bobby heard it too, so we're not hearing things.
Well, yeah,
oh.
Can I reveal? It's okay. Tonight we won't have a show because we do it today. And Blog Talk doesn't allow me to do more than one show a day. It used to, I could do 3 shows in a day and no one gave a crap, but now they do. So, yeah, and so next week we will be back and we will be having the little boy that played Max did Breathe on Wednesday. And, you know, there's a couple more people down the line. So just stay tuned to Daytime After Dark, Facebook, Twitter, and all this. And, yeah, I have a really good weekend. And we will have a soap talk next Friday night about all the shows, right, Maggie?
Right.
Well, you all have
a good
weekend yourself, and you have a good – and take care.
Thank you. You too, Bobby. Stay safe.
Bye.
Okay.
Don't drown.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yes. Yes. So, everyone, we will be back next week. You know, we'll reach Maggie and I, so have a great Friday. Right, Maggie?
Right. I hope Tonya will – right. Thank you. Good night.
I know. Okay. Okay, everyone. We will be back. Next week. So have a great Friday. Okay. Bye, guys. Bye, Mom.